Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Late Night Slippery on Trousers FM. We got some fabulous guests tonight. We'll be talking to Tom with the jazz and Tom with the with the music. We're going to be talking to Tom with the glasses. We've got a fantastic segment later on Body Spray, and that's all coming up on Late Night Slippery. It's
Hey mate,
it's getting slippery.
Hey, what? Mate, yeah. It's shit.
What
the fuck is this? It's very awful, mate. It's very shambles.
Pod shambles.
Nice.
So,
hello.
Hang
on, Paddy. You're a bit distracted here. What
so, is it ice cream with bits in it?
Like they've got a couple of bits of chair in there.
There's
some chives.
It's fucking hard to get into.
Oh,
I really want to try this ice cream.
It's really good ice cream.
Oh, hello.
This was definitely a good idea.
Hello. Have you ever tried icing anything else to eat it? Like iced sprouts.
I used to freeze kiwis before I ate them.
That's quite strange.
Because then they're like a sort of tasty ice sweet, but fruity. Hello,
that's
welcome,
disgusting.
Welcome to part 9.
Sorry, I'm eating ice cream.
I know.
That's ice cream.
We're both quite distracted.
Why did we decide to get ice cream?
We went shopping for dinner, and
Paddy got a wonderful goose.
I did. I basted it. I battered it.
Oh. And then we lost it.
And then we lost it to.
Quite bloody Eder.
The gathering darkness.
Yeah.
But we left the shop. We'd spent about 15 quid and we were like, oh, we've been a bit extravagant with dinner. And there was an advert as we left for brand of ice cream that we probably can't mention. Only 2.50. And so we had to go back into the shop and it was really embarrassing.
But we had to. There was no choice there.
And we were there with all our bags at the counter and they were like, oh, have you already bought that? It's like, yeah, no, we came back.
We came for the ice cream. We are leaving with the ice cream. Bother us not.
Did you just come to buy this? And we were like, yeah, yeah. And we got this very demeaning look.
Maybe an icy reception would be appropriate. But we've both been dreadfully ill, haven't we? You've been more.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is sort of take two.
Oh, that jam bit's really nice.
The jam bit's good, isn't
it?
People are probably going to be able to discern what type of ice cream we're eating, but it's really good.
It's got jam in ice
it's
cream.
It's got jam and peanut
That's
butter.
Fucking amazing.
I'd really advise you buy some.
Jam in everything.
And they're on special offer at a supermarket.
Chain
near you,
which rhymes with
claim terries.
But yeah, you had like lung disease.
I had TB.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like Frederick Chopin.
You inhabited a little French composer for a bit. Was that fun?
Polish.
Oh, I should really know.
You
that.
Always get that wrong.
Bloody Chopin. I know.
Every argument we have about him, you're always, oh, was he from France? Was he from Brazil? It's not a bloody footballer. He's a fucking composer.
I'm sorry.
He had TB. I got TB. Oh, well, I got something.
Keats had TB. There we go. I remembered one. I did a good one.
Oh. So it was a really difficult. It's been a difficult week.
You lost your lungs, didn't you?
I feel much better
it
now.
Just popped
but
out. You just went,
we got 7 minutes into the recording, and I almost passed out.
Yeah, you do that every week.
You had to sort of, yeah, I know, but you had to call a stop to it, and everything got a bit weird, and then I had to go home and go to bed, and then I had to do loads of shows, and they weren't good.
You say that, you were in bed for like a week. That's what happened. Don't try and aggrandize. What, I did a show with my hands in some socks, and everyone can... No.
My little personal puppet show. Paddy's personal puppet show. What's he going to do? He's probably going to do the same thing as he did last week.
Well, nobody knows, because no one's allowed, because it's just your personal puppet show, you fucking greedy prick.
I should film one of them. Mm. Put it on our channel that's coming. Oh. Seamless plug. This is a shambles. Our new channel is going to be available soon.
Watch out for that
one. Watch out for that one with our coverage of Comic-Con.
We'll get you on the tight corners.
You see, Comic-Con is now, it was about 2 weeks ago, and we did a load of filming. We've even got a load of stuff for the podcast, but we're not ready to put it all out yet. So it may seem outdated when it's released, but I guarantee hijinks. I tell you that, there are capers galore.
It wouldn't work if they did that on, like, you know, Mock the Week. Like, this might be a month out of date, but I promise you it will be racist and funny still.
Yeah, you can still hear a bit in my laugh.
Still... Got a bit daft on us, mate.
There's some power in that there, Heraldric Cube. More like Deckard Lame. No, actually, I really like Diablo.
So let that one simmer for a bit there.
Yeah, let that one
We got
there.
Some stuff on the podcast, haven't we, this week?
We got some great things coming up.
Yeah? Do you remember what they are? Because I don't.
We have...
Choose Your Own Adventure.
We have Choose Your Own Adventure coming back. You're finally going into the cave. You're actually going into the cave.
I'm so excited.
Yep.
I really want to see some nice mineral formations.
Oh, there's going to be ores galore. Good, yeah. And we've got our... little messages from the shambles.
Shamblespondents.
Our shamblespondents will be receiving some kind of fish based delivery.
Who knows what that could be?
Who knows what recurring character that one refers to? And yes, something amazing happened to me last week that I'm going to tell you about.
I'm really excited.
I've written a little sort of like a Wikipedia page for it. So I'm gonna be reading that.
Well,
to
that
you.
Sounds fun and informative.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And I don't know what else we've got. I think we've just got some random bits and pieces to talk about, so I guess we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, push this old trolley of podcast down the hill. Oh. See what falls down the way down. Might run over an old lady, but we'll get there in the end.
Oh, and also, we have some really quick thanks to do. Thanks to all of your downloadings.
Hello.
And all of your wonderful reviews you've been giving us. We are now, for the third week running, Podcast of the Week on Chortle.
Hello. Thank you, Chortle.
Yeah, thank you to probably Steve Bennett. If you're listening to this, thanks, mate, because... That's, you know...
Steve, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, you have the spiny flesh of a mortal man. You have the shoes and the heart of an immortal Nordic warrior.
And the gas canisters of someone who has bought too many canisters.
he's like a superhuman.
Oh, yeah, he's brilliant. So thank you, guys. You've all been really great. And keep reviewing us and keep rating us and keep...
if it's a shit one, because we really enjoy the shit ones.
Yeah, that's
quite
the thing. We've had a couple of...
a couple of
negatives. We've got 1 2-star, which I'm not gonna get upset about.
But it's there. Everyone can fucking see it.
It's the fucking shit in the ice bath, isn't it?
Shit in an ice bath. That's a very horrible thing to do, young
You've
man.
You've been in an ice bath. No. What's that meant to cure? Don't you have an ice bath to cure?
Hotness.
Isn't it like if you've got an infection or something? Like if you're swelling, you go in an ice bath.
If you just start swelling, you're in an ice bath. Mama! This boy gonna swell too much, just get him in an ice bath.
So, yeah, those are all the exciting things we have, and, you know...
And it's a bit more ice cream to come, still.
Yeah, and
stay tuned for that.
If you've guessed which this ice cream is, I'd really advise getting some, because I'm going to have another... Turn on the drum machine. Paddy and Laurie invented the idea for Lost, but J.J. Abrams stole it. Bastard.
I'm all full of ice cream now, mate. It's probably safe to carry on.
And so it came to pass.
Oh.
The Jervas brought a story experience. It's not Choose Your Own Adventure. It sounds like it. It's not that.
You are like a big old story master.
I know. I'm a little raconteur.
It's a big old leather-bound book.
Ooh. Full of made-up bullshit.
The lexicon of truth.
So
never call it that.
I have this. Okay, I'm gonna hit you with a little story.
Okay, so here I am. I'm ready. I've got my story gloves on.
You better be. Okay. All right. Okay. So I was walking down Oxford Street. Nope. Now last.
That's
Tuesday.
A real place.
A real place. Yes, we are both from London, City of Angels. That's LA, isn't it? It's LA.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, mate.
Yeah. Well, you know. So we were. I was walking down Oxford Street. This was last Tuesday, and I went to HMV. Because you know,
we needed a gramophone.
It's back. You know, this is already outdated. You know,
turns out
it's going to be closed down, but it's back now and it's fine. So I decided, you know, I should go because
just to be like, you've done all right, haven't you? HMV.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you get that phone call that's like, your cousin's really ill. No, but hear me out. No, maybe not cousin, second cousin.
Then I immediately don't care.
And then they're really ill and you're really worried about them, but you've never met them. Like, really? So eventually you decide to, like, go and visit. You sort of feel obliged to go and see them because, like, you know, like, you never really knew them that well. But now they're dying.
You'd probably go see them, though.
Or if they recover, you're like, you want to go and be like, oh, really well done, you pulled through.
Never see you, goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's just it's like a band. If they go on a reunion tour, even if you don't like that band, you'll probably be like, oh, it's the reunion. There must have been a good reason for them to get back together.
Oh, no, not unless the Stone Roses, though, mate. No, they can sing.
Well, I'll be fine. Normally, I'm not coughing. In short, I went to HMV.
Wonderful.
So I went there. It was absolutely rammed. There were so many people in there, and it was like stupid busy. And this was at Tuesday, at about 3 PM or something that. So normally, Saturdays, I can understand. This was Tuesday, 3 PM. Yeah, that's a different fucking story altogether.
How different poutine or salmon?
And I know it's Oxford Street, but it was like, did you ever play Dynasty Warriors 2?
No.
Did you not?
It's a very niche reference. Okay.
There was a level in that called the Yellow Turban Rebellion. And basically, they used the same character model for 40,000 troops. And they just keep running at you. And it was like being in the middle of that. Like, I'm Lu Bu. They're the Yellow Turban Rebellion.
Yes. Yes.
And they made a mediocre game. And I had no idea what was going on. So I went into the video game section, as should be everyone's first destination in any shop ever.
Even a shoe shop.
Even a
shoe shop. Show me to the Sonic Trainers.
Show me to the games. And it was like no one was there. It was
lovely. Did you have a lovely little private browse?
Yeah, I did.
Like, but a little fiddle with your pants.
There were really good deals on and stuff like that, but people didn't care.
Didn't even know want to see those deals.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I was like, the fuck, this bit is normally quite busy, especially when everything's so, you know, cut price. And this isn't me going like, oh, the gaming market is in such a bad place at the moment. this is literally just preamble.
Ignore it if you like.
Ignore it if you want. So I went up to someone who works there and I said, hello, this may sound odd, but what, you know, what's going on? And the guy stayed.
I think he asked most people that, hey, what's going on in this joint? There's someone just having a cig, mate.
Well, no, but that's the thing. He stared at me like in quite an odd way and just said, he said these two words, and these two words I'll remember for the rest of my life. Okay.
Funeral.
He looked me in the eyes and said, Demi Lovato. And that was it.
What is Demi Lovato?
Here we go. And he looked a bit unhinged. I went to ask someone else, found another employee, and I said, well, you know what's going on? And he went, it's Demi Lovato. She's here.
Oh, right. Really chilling.
And I was like, okay. And I even got a Demi Lovato came and suddenly everything got weird. And it was, and I was like, I've never heard of Demi Lovato.
She a serial killer or something.
The thing, like the two things I can conclude about Demi Lovato are, one, Demi Lovato is big news. She's important. And there's a lot of different folk here to see Demi Lovato. There's Demi Lovato is everything that everyone has ever wanted and more. Oh. Like, people of all ages.
Oh, she sounds
brilliant. Like all waiting to see Demi Lovato. And two, Demi Lovato is probably a lady, and that's just an assumption from the name. So I could be wrong, but I've gone with that. And she's here. She's in
she's
the
here now.
Now.
Is she here?
Not with us.
Oh, thank
I'm
Christ.
Sorry, I got you excited.
No, I'm quite scared of her.
I know.
I think she has a knife.
That's the, well, you just wait, my friend. So I left HMV and I was pushing my way through all these people and I was like, I should really find out who this person is because I could be missing out on something. And I took out my phone and I was going to Google her. And I thought, no, I really shouldn't.
Wicked man.
I shouldn't cheat. Like, what I need to do is decide what Demi Lovato is. based on what I've seen in HMV. Right. So, like, surely I can't be that far off.
A little bit of good old-fashioned detective work.
Yeah, exactly. Some deduction from the event. So I decided to put my imagination to the test, and I began the quest to learn once and for all who is Demi Lovato.
Oh, great.
Okay. This is what my studies have concluded.
You say studies.
I say
studies. Did you breathe in some car exhaust fumes and drink a pint of Vimto again? Is that what you did?
Yeah. I went to the hospital.
The nice men and women gave you some nice things.
I got to ride in the ambulance.
You've got a face full of ice cream.
Oh, no, sorry. I think there's going to be a theme for this episode.
No matter what.
That's just us eating loads of ice cream.
It might be progressively less coherent.
Like, listening back to this in the edit, this might sound fucking disgusting.
But it might sound very, very sexy.
Really good ice cream. This is as good a time as any to have a bit.
We're sharing it with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little bit.
There you go.
Don't get on screen.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, this is what put the ice cream down.
I'm not going to eat.
You need to concentrate.
I'm not going to eat the ice cream.
What are you trying to get? Oh, you got a little jam bit. Got a little jam. Oh, wow.
I'm done.
You done?
I am.
You said you're still good. You're still good. Okay, you ready? Oh my god. You're choking. Help! I'm having a cough. You're choking. Oh god. Right, you ready? You're ready for my... I'm going to have a little bit of wine.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay, all right. You ready?
And go!
This is what I've concluded.
Right.
Okay, this is my story, and I'm going to try and upload this to her wiki page, which I haven't looked at yet. Demi Godslayer Lovato.
Nice.
Also known as the Shadow of Time. Demi the World Walker, Crossfire Lovato, the Hero of Erasmere, Christbane, the Dagger of Benador, Planet Strider, the White Death, the original Harlem Globetrotter, GlaxoSmithKline, and Pauline the Perilous, citation needed, is a woman whose past is surrounded by conjecture and mystery.
How useful for us.
Yeah, I mean, convenient, isn't it? As the original immortal being, this is understandable.
Oh, she's one of those.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Does she know Dave?
Of course she fucking does.
Oh, I haven't seen Dave for a long time.
I know.
Hope he's still immortal.
Yeah, of course, otherwise he's dead. So there's very little historical evidence on how Demi came to be, but we've all heard the stories, right? We remember how Demi broke the siege of Camelot with little more than a half-decent Sagaloo and a sunny disposition.
Oh, I could do anything with a good Sagaloo.
Or perhaps how Demi destroyed three of the original nine primary colours, wiping Strunk, Krango and Ticinia from the face of the Earth, banishing them to the furthest reaches of space to be rediscovered when humans learn to handle their true beauty.
What colour are they?
Strunk, Krango and Ticinia.
What do they look like?
They're sort of like blancmange,
but in a colour.
Different shades of gelatin. Now, there are few among us who doubt that she created Argos, revolutionising the way that we shop for last-minute gifts and general shite.
Right. Well done, Demi Lovato.
So let's go to the beginning.
Oh, gosh.
Demi, born Adiamus Mary Frost Scorpion Delovato, was said to have been an odd child. Her ability to warp and cry tears of pure telekinetic energy set her apart from the other children, who would have laughed were it not for her arm that was a cannon.
You wouldn't laugh anyone.
She has a cannon arm!
She's Samus!
Some say she was an immaculate conception, whereas other sources claim she one day crawled from the centre of the Earth, literally punching her way out of what was then known as the womb of the world.
That just sounds like you're saying room of the world, really stupid.
The womb of the world! She quickly went on to invent the concept of fire, which we all know was very important. After being awarded the Victoria Cross.
At what point, HMV, did you decide that she was an immortal warrior? Okay.
Can't be far off.
No, hang on, let's carry on, because it might make sense in the end.
Okay, it might. You know,
might.
If we look her up, and if I'm at least...
Okay, if you get 5% factual content correct, I will give you a Twix.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Twixes.
Exactly. High stakes.
All right, deal. You're on. We're shaking hands for the listeners at home.
The universal noise of shaking hands is...
Okay, so After being awarded the Victoria Cross for suppressing the rebellion of Antony Shitbasket in the Second Age, Demi briefly used her powers for evil, see the creation of Argos, and unleashed a terrible darkness across our world. It was only when the summit of Wimbledon was held in the summer of 1401 that Demi, alongside Khrushchev and the cast of Dunstan Checks In, agreed to contain the dark power inside the Crystal of Pure Hatred, which is now on display in Tate Britain, thus dispelling the corruption of Earth, known then as Terra Artois. Get it? I think that's a really good joke. Terra Artois. Ugh. Would you like a pint of Terra Artois? It's the best beer. Oh, I'm a waiter. Now I'm a train driver. And now I'm in a suit. That's what all their adverts are.
Yeah, but why does Terra Artois?
Terra Artois.
No, Terry Artois, mind.
Terry Artois.
Terry Artois. It would have.
Good point. It would be my shovel. Oh, digging would be easier. Yeah. And then she brought back all the goats that had gone missing. And so Spain was born. That bit needs work. Scholars still argue over whether Demi did or did not build the first staircase. Oh. This is a point of contention amongst many, as some claim that Demi did not need stairs because she could simply use her wings to get pretty much
anywhere. You just keep adding new body parts to her.
Bear with me.
You got wings, a cannon.
The design of her wings were impeccable, hence Demi not falling to her death when she escaped from Crete alongside Icarus and Daedalus. Upon her successful exodus, Demi then sold the blueprints of her wings, hence what we now know as birds. So
I think citation meaning
remember that one. I believe it was former British tennis player Wilfred Badders.
Oh, not Badders!
That said, I should never have doubted in Demi's knack for graphic design. I told her she was a fool for pursuing it as a career option, saying that the market was oversaturated. Now, whenever I see the Skype logo or the posters for Cirque du Soleil, I am reminded of how wrong I was. She was quite simply a genius with unparalleled spatial awareness.
Badders was pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, I know.
He should kill that guy with a tennis ball.
Yeah.
When I say kill, I mean...
He's still jailed. He killed him.
Kill.
Badders the killer. Amongst all of the uncertain accounts and vague historical debates, one primary event cannot be ignored or even argued against, as we all saw it with our own eyes. The ascension of fake Jesus.
When was that?
Trust me.
I remember that.
It was this event that brought Demi to the attention of the current generation. How could any of us forget her walking up the steps to the temple in her ragged robes, hood covering her eyes, and standing face to face with the alleged Messiah? Her words still ring true in our hearts. Those few words inscribed onto our coins and burned into our memories as Demi's eyes met Imposter Christ's eyes and she gave the speech of heroes.
Is this, like, wrong to say these things?
Wait for it. I ask you to join me in reciting it.
Oh, do you want a hand?
I am. That's for the listeners. You don't remember it. You've got a shit memory. I am not woman. I am not man. I am not now, and I am not gone. Join in if you want. I am us. I am an idea, forged in life and written in death, and I am here for one reason, to oppose you. This man before me is not a god. He is of blood and bone and born of deception and chaos. He breathes false hope and preaches false paths. Gods do not bleed.
What the fuck is this?
And as she drove her bayonet through his heart, we remember, you are not Jesus. You are fake Jesus. And then she disappeared into the mist as fake Jesus exploded.
But now...
To think what? Those events were only a few short days ago.
What?
Demi is now touring HMVs in England, doing book signings for her autobiography, How I Fucked Not Real Jesus. End, bitch!
What the fuck happened at the end? I feel like, number one, I was possessed. I don't remember saying any of those things. Number two, what? How did you think of that? What were you doing? How many kittens did you huff in one sitting? You had like a whole basket.
I had a lovely day.
Oh, no, I can imagine you.
Times of the writing.
Like, sitting like in the Thames, not even like on the bank, in the Thames, in like a barrel. With like a shoe on your head. Carving this into your own skin. Going, and you're a fake Jesus, I'm a devil of Virgil.
I was actually sat outside the Soho Theatre.
Pretty much the same.
Crying.
Yeah.
So, what do you reckon? Am I right?
I don't know.
Do you know who Demi Lovato
is? I really don't know.
Should we look it up? All right, I'm gonna
it's gonna be a disappointment, whatever.
No,
happens.
That's the thing. We should look it up because I think she deserves it.
I bet she's gonna be really Demi boring.
Demi Lovato.
Is she like a whole Lovato?
Demi Lovato. Oh, she's quite pretty. Demetria Devon Demi Lovato, born August 20th, 1992.
Oh, she's like seven!
Not far off!
She's like seven!
She's younger than me.
Oh.
Is an American singer-songwriter, musician, and actress.
Oh, God.
She made her debut as child actress in Barney and Friends.
Right, I think...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Camp Rock.
In 200, yes.
Here we go again. Jonas Brothers!
She signed to Hollywood Records.
X Factor.
What was she...
Avril Lavigne.
Oh, man, so she must...
Dallas, Texas? Fuck off, Demi Lovato!
She must have been doing an album
Fuck
signing.
Off.
Oh, man.
You could have got your Best of Camp Rock signed.
I was so again. Off. I should have stuck around and hit her.
Don't advocate, lady, anything no. in any form. Please don't. But if you do, write a letter and say, sorry.
What do you reckon? Good?
No. Bad. Bad, Paddy.
I'm
Not
sorry.
Again.
Next week, I'll tackle, I don't know.
Global warming.
Yeah.
Great. His name was Pablo. Or Spanish spider. He wore a pair of espadrilles. And drank cider.
Bang, flop, fish. Here.
Ah! Really lovely.
He's only bloody arrived again.
Oh, he's got a moustache this week.
I know.
Looking very dapper.
A monocle, a hat.
And a moustache. How does this
an sound? Armchair, a fireplace.
He's got their room with a view.
A tumbler of gin.
He's just moving in for the weekend.
Stories about the colonies. It's all a bit weird.
It's a little bit right wing.
So
but it's
the postal salmon from 1920 is here. And oh, hey, has he got some stories to tell?
Oh, delve into your bag, little Samuels.
So what is it here this week? Okay, so basically, we asked everyone this week who is your celebrity lookalike? And do people agree with you? Or are you kind of that guy who's like, oh, you know, people always...
I'm such a charmer.
People always say that I look a lot like Joey. Why friends? Why do we go with friends? yes, so we've asked everyone that and we've got loads of people emailing us. Like, we're getting loads of people now. It's
what
really
is
cool.
this?
Right, so should we...
It's like, oh, I wanted to be at school. I wanted to get emails from everyone just to be a little bit popular. Not like properly popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like a little...
We got one massive email. I'm going to make a quick apology, actually. We got a really long email.
Oh, yeah.
But from Lana, who we mentioned the other week, Lana Paswani. I'm afraid we haven't read it yet.
No, because, you know, there's that whole thing. Like, you bought that new chair.
Yeah.
And then we tried to put it together.
I know.
And then it just wouldn't go together. Turns out it wasn't a chair.
It wasn't a chair.
It was a mollusk.
It was just a large snail.
Oh, we
so we
knew.
We got sort of sidetracked and yeah. we got about a fifth of the way into it. I'm sure we'll get further.
I just forgot.
But maybe
what it was about.
Yeah, I know. Maybe next week. I mean, we got confused. It's still somewhere on the internet. But, you know, we'll read it. Don't worry about that for now. Anyway, so, right, let's see what people have said about celebrity lookalikes. Who have we got first? Right, we've got Sam Ashley first. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. He says, hey, guys, just wanted to say that I love the show and have been listening since the start. Why does he talk like a dick? The egg and paper bit made me laugh a lot. Well, yes, it was very long.
Made me laugh a lot as my mind slowly unraveled and I descended into madness.
Lots of love, snooker for sure. My friends say that I look a lot like Jack Steadman, who is the lead singer of the band Bombay Bicycle Club. Bit strange.
Ooh, very trendy. That's a very trendy reference, but it's probably too trendy for us.
It's, yeah, I'm afraid I've
and
never...
They're a band from the last 10 years.
I've never listened to Bombay Bicycle Club.
Oh, they're really nice.
I imagine they're them lovely. as sort of...
They're one of those bands. You know those bands where have band names that just immediately turn you off to the idea?
Yeah.
I've never listened to. Like, oh, the Klaxons, I've never bought myself to listen to.
Get
like,
Kate, Wear Cat, Wank Me, or whatever
wank
it is.
Away.
Yeah, those guys, or what is it, like, like the one that's like all one word, that's like, oh.
Do you want to take me out tonight?
Yeah, like, oh, it's like Get Kate, Wear Kate, Fly. They're not them, they're the other one, that all their songs are exactly the same. It's like, she's so lovely, Elvis isn't dead, skip a heartbeat, like, all, what, who are they?
I don't
all
know.
Their songs are the same. If anyone knows that.
I think it's Tiesto.
No. Yeah. DJ Tiesto. Popular Scando DJ Tiesto.
But Sam has done a very good thing and has a little picture of a Pitboy.
Pitboy from Fallout is his profile picture. So,
well done, Sam.
Well done, Sam. And thank
Full marks for you.
Full marks. 10 out of 10 on the scale of shit. So, well done. Next, we have Sophie Ansell, who is a 7 from Greenwich. No, she's not. She's like, you know, she's like, I think she's 23. She says she looks like Glenda from Spawn of Chucky.
Oh, that's lovely,
and
isn't it?
I spend quite a lot of time with Sophie, and that's actually quite accurate.
Maybe she is a little doll.
Yeah, no, she is. She builds like puppets and shit. Like she's a fucking mental. But yeah, Glenda from Spawn of Chucky. I really like that one.
What? Oh, it smells like Sam Bacon.
Oh, good reference. Sam Bacon. What a name. What a name.
Or is that like a really an alcoholic drink with a little bit of pig rind in it?
And his brother Tom Porky. Tom Porky, what are you up to this week, Tom Porky?
Snuffling.
You just can't get enough of those truffles. But what does he say? I've been told I look like Damian Lewis. Don't see it myself.
Hey, I'm Magnolia. I've got a bad red. That's not even Damian Lewis.
That's not Damian Lewis. Damian Lewis from Homeland and Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
I actually did a bit of research and looked up Sam Bacon. He does actually look quite a lot like Damian.
When you say research, you mean like spy cam through his window?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I do. You know, like gentle voyeur.
Gentle probing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I checked that out, and he does. So, yeah, well done, if anything. I mean, you know, you did really good things in the war.
Misha Anker, who is a lady, says it used to be James May.
But no, actually, can I just correct you? It says it used robe James May, my entire class. No, my entire since class agreed.
I was providing an editorial filter.
I recently spoke to her about this, and she was slammed. Like, I think she basically says it used to be James May, and my entire class since agreed. Or since agreed?
Yeah, since agreed.
So, I gotta say, Misha, I don't see it, but, you know, I didn't know you 10 years ago, so, it could have been.
Does she like cars?
Yeah, and, engineering feats. Is that him or is that the other
one?
That's
Lego House.
Little Man.
Mark Hammond.
Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill. Yeah, it was Jeremy Clarkson, Mark Hamill.
And Chewie.
Yeah, and Chewie. Yeah, that was it. And,
they drove lots of cars.
Lots of cars.
Emily Jollins.
Who is my sister.
I believe it was her birthday recently.
It was. Happy birthday,
Emily. Happy birthday.
She says, Kate Hudson, Joey Richardson, and Chesney Hawks.
Not so nice.
Yeah, but like I think I can agree with all of them.
That's why you love her,
eh? I look a bit like Kate Hudson, so
you are looking particularly radiant tonight.
I know. Thanks. I'm glad you noticed.
Those new tits you have—they're wonderful.
Those big old boobs. Yes, I can agree with all of them. She says I did get stopped 3 times in an American mall and asked for my autograph, and they all thought I was Kate Hudson. Not so much. Nice though. Yeah, I remember her telling me about that, and I think she gave them. The autograph.
Oh, wonderful.
I once gave someone an autograph saying I was Michael Owen.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did they force you to kick it a football afterwards?
It was in South Korea.
What?
This sounds like a lie. I was in Seoul.
I was in the demilitarized zone and someone came and said, you're Michael Owen.
Someone said they got my autograph and we're like, thanks, Michael Owen. So I went, okay, and signed it Michael Owen.
That's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard.
I was like 14.
You do not look at all like Michael Owen is small and scouts and, you know, dark haired. You big and posh and blonde.
I look like, who's that footballer that you say I look like?
Oh, you look like a white Ben Warwick Asuakotu, a Cameroonian and Tottenham defender.
he's got like a little cheeky French face, right? And he's got like a little, you know, lippy piercing thing.
Yeah, like
and
me.
He's got an afro. Just like you.
Yeah, but what? I have just a mane.
Like one rubber band away from an afro.
Okay, I'll take that. I've never seen him, but I'm sure it's great. We've got one that's a celebrity sound-alike. That is Emma, who we know and love.
Oh, bloody Emma.
Fern Cotton. And thinking about it, she does sound quite a lot.
Hello, we're on the radio, lol.
God.
Does she do that all the time?
No, because...
I hate Fern Cotton.
You see, the big difference is Emma isn't a twat.
Always comes in handy.
Always comes in handy. Now we've got Tom Bray.
You're a donkey.
You can do this one.
He says, if it's not too late, Pat Sharp. And he has enclosed the most malicious picture of Pat Sharp I've ever seen. Thomas, I hope you maintain such a fine mane of hair.
Yeah, that's quite a good person to look like.
We also missed out Will Stokes, who says he looks like Marcus from About a Boy first, which is so spot on.
Very accurate.
Yeah, and he's just as nervous with girls. Oh. Then he also says Josh Hartnett. You can be the judge of which is the popular view.
Well done, Will.
Rose Adolph says a name which I don't know how to pronounce, okay. Which is Punk.
I think it's Pink.
Is it
Pink? Punk? Has an exclamation mark Punk? In her name because she's just so crazy.
Watch out for me.
People say it a lot. However, I act up to it for sure. Hashtag shameless. She uses a lot of hashtags. I like this girl.
She knows the World Wide Web back to front.
Rose has a history of saving me from boredom when I'm working. I do a lot of work in the Soho Theatre because it's very nice to sit in, and she works there as well. And
Pink's around
the place.
We go out
for a little cigarette every now and then and swap little stories, cup
sing,
of chai.
Pop punk together.
Cup of cake, pop punk, you know, she's all those things. So thank you for that, Rose. Rebecca Leo, she says, I found celebritypicadillo.com, which described itself as a celebrity lookalike generator. And she gives us a link which clearly shows a picture of her face, and it's cross-referenced with people. And we've got, she looks like a cross between Kim Kardashian, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Lopez, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Peter O'Toole.
Peter O'Toole.
Peter
who
O'Toole.
Is an aging man with a wisp of hair. I think she looks most like Peter O'Toole.
I can see that.
It's quite weirdly eerie, isn't
That's
it?
That's the thing. And she, like, yeah, she does look like a cross between all those people and Peter O'Toole. How interesting. Well done for finding that, Rebecca. I think I might use that. I'll use that this week, and I'll tell you everyone later. Right, then we've got Ellie Dent.
No, don't get a dent in it.
Don't get a dent in it.
Oh, Elle, a dent. She said a lady the other day told her she looked like Mila Kunis, before swiftly adding...
She does!
Mila Kunis is a bitch.
Oh.
It's a bit of a barbed comment there. And Charlotte Church, obviously.
Yeah, I did say that to her. And, yeah, I can really see that.
Didn't
I
like
never
it,
thought
did
Mila Kunis before, but yeah, she really does. Chris Parker says, I used to get told I resembled Kevin Bacon. I can really see that now.
He's got the swag.
But now with the beard, all of a sudden I look like Kenneth Branagh.
That's
apparently.
A good one.
Yeah, that's
Kenneth
really
Branagh's brilliant. He has presence, Chris.
And Chris has recently
and Christmas
got a beard.
Presents.
How much was it? I don't know, like 11 quid?
Where can you get beards? Can I sell mine?
Monaco.
Great.
But his new beard looks really good. I just want to let you know that, Chris. There's been a lot of talk about this.
It's been a long time coming.
I like the beard, okay? So keep it, all right?
M&N says, my celebrity lookalike is Miss Piggy, which I think is a little bit, you know, self-deprecating. Yeah, that's true. I once confided this to my friend Robbie, who laughed and agreed, and when I looked thunderous, he said, but I always fancied Miss Piggy, which didn't help.
We finally come to, I also asked a couple of people who they thought we looked like.
Okay.
Okay, mine, I apparently look like a cross between Guybrush Threepwood,
nice.
Of Monkey Island, a weak Thor.
Oh, you do look like a Thor has had all his powers taken away.
Yeah, and Mitch Benn when he was about 20.
So
yours is quite accurate.
You look a little bit like, I think I mentioned this before, like a stretched Edward Eldrick.
Edward Elric. Yeah, I do, but he's very short and I'm very tall.
So you have to stretch you.
Yeah, they'll have to stretch him. But yeah, yes. I quite like all of those. Now, yours, the two I've got for you, right, are Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Nice.
Nice, that's
that.
Quite good.
I'll have that.
Or,
bring the rain!
He looks a bit like Paul Kay, who plays, of course, Dennis Pennis, but more recently, Thoros of Myr in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And you do look like a war-torn Thoros of Myr.
I like
and
that.
I'd never realised that before. You really do.
Really
grow your
like
hair
long
and put it in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then, oh, and then I can be Beric.
Oh,
no, I can be Khaleesi.
Oh, no.
I don't know
who'd
who
be
I'd
both
be.
Of them in
I'd
one.
Be a Lannister. I'd be Lancel.
One sexy combination.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'd be Lancel. I think I look most like Lancel.
Like a slightly sickly Lannister.
Yeah, absolutely. But, there are big things planned for him. But thank you for all of your correspondence this week.
Was that our attempt at a spoiler right
I don't
then?
Know.
Watch out for Game of Thrones. I heard it's got blood and swords and a boob in.
Oh, boob.
Did you hear the big spoiler?
What?
Hit a big spoiler.
What?
Hit a big spoiler.
What?
There's a dwarf in it as well.
Wow. So thank you. And yeah, we'll have more things next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Next week.
Salmon can bring himself.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, back in this century, maybe.
God, maybe. Oh, this is also a good time to say, sorry, this episode's really late. We've already spoken about me being ill and the phone's ringing. No, just keep going. Ignore the phone. Ignore the phone. And sorry. And I hope we
punish the police!
And so our adventure continues. We even have a mandolin to make it more like an adventure.
Adventure Time faces the Shamblers. Where would we be this week? It could be a cave, or a hole, or a lake, or a mountain, or a feast, or a pie, or a back alley of a Nando's. Where, oh, where could we be? It's an Adventure Time for you and me. Let us cross hill and dale, through the forest and the vale. We're flagging the Dorp and Barbasa. Let's sail on the magic train, the magic train. Adventure train, the magic train. Where will it go? Who even knows? It's Adventure Time.
Adventure Time!
Adventure Time on the Porchamps.
That was lovely. That was really well improvised.
Oh, we're sitting around the fire.
Are you ready? Are you ready for adventure? Yes, I am. Adventure. Are you ready?
We've already had the theme tune, Paddy. We don't even know one.
Sorry. Well, compound it's time. The adventure continues. Oh, and you're finally in the cave of Captain Jack Bastard.
I'm so excited. What's going to be in here?
Well, okay. Should we just delve right in?
Why? I want to explore.
Okay.
I explore for treasure.
Here we go. Oh, I need to get my dice out. Hang on. Let me get my dice. Ah, here it is. Oh. Awesome. Have I got the dice? Yeah, I got the dice. Okay, cool. Right, so, okay. You swing open the door, which it took far too long to open, do you remember? Nice. You be sound effects for a bit. Okay, cool. So you swing open the door. There is a dark corridor, of course. It's a dark corridor ahead of you. And it splits off in a crossroad. What's that?
That's a dark corridor splitting off.
Splitting. it splits off into, there are three different ways you can go. It's a crossroads.
Oh.
That's the easier way of putting this. It's a crossroads. Okay, so you can go right, forward, or left. Choose carefully, my friend.
Well, things on the left are usually bad. Like,
okay.
Communism.
Okay, yeah.
Forward is too easy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So...
You want to go right? Okay. Okay, great.
Yes.
Why are we now 19-year-olds from Chelsea?
Fuck knows.
Should we do the rest of the episode?
No.
Okay, so, you turn right. Lovely. So, right, there's that corridor. And
you
it's
just
like,
sound like the campus sat now. You just turn right. Well, bloody done.
No, darling, I'm Grenadine. look at my wavy blonde hair.
I can't be a papyrus.
You're papyrus. Don't be so silly. You are papyrus. Right, so you turn right and go down the dark corridor. Okay, it's all horrible and musty and smelly and just... It's like Eastern Europe or something.
Do I bring my man with my special?
Darling, you can do whatever you want. It's just a bit of fun.
I want to... Can I put on...
Ha, 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 ha. I hate those people.
I want foot on my espadrilles.
Okay. So you get up to the, you get up to this door. I'll change, but I'll seamlessly go back into me. So you get up to this door, and the door's like really like shit and stuff. And you can tell that it's open. Let's not go through all of that kind of stuff again.
Right.
So do you want to go in or what?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Yes.
Remember.
What would
that, some doors don't lead to money, and
what the fuck? My father didn't kill all those bloody Arab types, so I wouldn't have any money.
Yes, but your father was just so mad, wasn't he? He was just so delightfully shit.
He did enjoy murder. Yeah.
So anyway, so you're going through the door, and there's like all this stuff, and it's sort of like, it's like a big room. It's smaller than my room. It's got it hasn't got any windows, which I've always thought was a terrible, you know, sort of decorating choice.
How?
And there's a cupboard, okay, on the opposite. Cupboard. What did you see that? Cupboardly. Did you see how I suddenly...
Cupboardly.
No, you have changed back as well. We'll go back into these characters later. Okay, now become flagging again.
Cupboardy.
There you go.
Cupboardy.
Is that how he talks?
Cupboardy.
So on the opposite side of the room, you can see a sort of thing that looks sort of like a sort of cupboard.
Okay.
So your exits are other side of the room, and there's also another one to your left, okay?
And the cupboard.
Oh, no, the cupboard's the one on the opposite side of the room. Sorry, I'm making this all very confusing. I have a map.
There's a cupboard.
I've drawn a map.
And an exit. Do I have to take over DM?
No, look, mate, okay, so, room.
Cupboard.
If you're in the room, there are three doors, but you've just come through one
right.
of them. One of the doors leads into what is probably a cupboard.
Right.
I might have, you know, revealed that too early.
Right.
And there is another door that leads
can
somewhere.
Can I pop in the cupboard?
Yes, you can.
See if there's a mat that I can wear.
The cupboard doesn't immediately open. You you try the door handle. Like, don't worry, we skip all of that bullshit. You try the handle, there's just a sort of rattling. And inside you hear this, oh, hey, oh, what? What? Oh, hey. So, what do you want to do?
I'm going to, can I write a note and put it under the door?
Yes, you can. Why not? Okay, what does it say?
It says, all right. No, like, punctuation or anything. Just, all right.
Just all right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. And you slide that under the door.
Well, I can't read, son. You gotta talk to me.
Okay.
Oh, I'd have to.
There appears to be someone inside.
my finely tuned senses. Perhaps an NPC lies within.
Maybe there is.
All right. I say.
What are you gonna say to him?
I say hello, young man.
Hello. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, no, hang on. Let me open this door. I want to see you face to face.
Okay, so you hear this sort of...
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bing,
bang. And then the door opens. It's a normal door. And there's just a janitor's closet.
Oh.
Okay, and with a janitor.
Oh.
And the closet, you know, it's got sort of knickknacks, and he's got the little...
Loads of bags of knickknacks.
Little yellow... he's got loads of loves the ribs and saucy.
Wicked.
And he's got those little, like, he's got one of those little yellow signs that no one really pays attention to. And he's got, like, sort of various cleaning chemicals that no one really uses. And he's got, like, ammonia and, like, you know, he's got something...
He's got pneumonia.
He's got pneumonia. No, he hasn't. No, he's really healthy.
Oh.
He's a janitor. Come
sprightly
on.
Sprightly janitor.
Yeah, janitors don't
he
get
lives
Ill.
On knickknacks.
Yeah, he loves knickknacks. So he's he's in the car and he's staring at you wide-eyed. And he's like, okay, well, what can I help you with, son? What can I help you with? What do you need?
What on earth are you up to in that cupboard, young man?
Well, this is my cupboard. This is a janitor's cupboard. I'm just cleaning the floor.
It's his job.
All right, okay. There's not much exposition in this dialogue, Paddy.
No, there isn't.
What can you tell me about this here cave?
Well, I've been looking after this here cave for, 2,000 years.
Ooh.
It gets pretty dirty down here. There's a lot of weird shit going on through the other doors, so I spend most of my time in here. Have you tried any of the other doors?
Not yet.
Okay, well, you won't be able to get in without this set of keys. Tell you what, I'll hand them over.
Oh, I see.
Here you go. So you got some keys. That's very nice of him.
You don't need any help. You just come back to me, but, just remember, not everything is always as it might seem.
God, why did he have to trot that?
Goodbye. And then he just pushes you out and he just closes the door and you hear him whistling like, I don't know, like the theme tune to one of the Carry On films.
Was it Sid James?
Yeah, it was Sid James. Of course it was Sid James. Yeah. And, right, so you're not out, but that was really good.
I'm bekeyed.
I was expecting you to find all these locked doors and then have to find him. I've got an asphyxiation on keys at the moment. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think
maybe
you
I had a dream. But yeah, okay.
You so touched my key.
You now have
age.
Keys, okay? So what do you want to do?
Can I have a fiddle with the keys for a bit?
Yeah, okay.
Just like twirl them around my hand.
sort of jangle them round. They make
I do that. Can I do that spinny thing on one finger?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And whistle like, carefree.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
got a porch, mama.
Like people do when they're waiting for like a club to open in the 30s. Okay, so you're doing that. it gains you nothing. So, I'm sorry. Oh, what's that? You leveled up!
That's my first one. What level am I
you
now?
You are now level 2.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means you're slightly taller.
Oh!
Your muscles are slightly bigger. Like, all of your stats have gone up slightly, including your age stat.
Oh.
Funny that, isn't it?
What about
one day closer to death.
Can I never level up again, please?
Well, I mean, yeah, you only got that because of the experience points for discovering the janitor and getting the keys. So, you also gain a skill. It's called Cheap Comeback. Okay. And like, as a street magician, you have to be prepared to, you know, have sorts of people go, oh, but what if I hid the cup?
Is it just and your mum's go, a cup?
Yeah, what about if your mum was a cup? Like that kind of thing. And it works
is
on.
Is it always your mum?
It works on like very easily pleased audiences.
Yeah.
Or if you're just trying to be obnoxious.
Not a boss.
Not a boss. No, nothing like that. But that's quite a good skill to have. I'd remember that one. It might come in handy later. Right, so what do you want to do now? There's one door left.
Go if you have a door, mate. Obviously.
Okay. So you walk through the door.
Right.
And you sort of feel yourself, it's like a portal.
Ooh, do you want to leave?
You're sucked into this portal. Right, okay. You travel through space and time.
Oh.
All these wacky things are going around. You know, typewriters are flying past. And, you know, like,
and talking heads going, you never should have come,
absolutely. And there's like a woman on a loom. and there's like, you know, you go past the Industrial Revolution and past the Spanish Inquisition and all this kind of thing. And you arrive. And everything starts to get a little odd. You almost
funny.
Awaken in... Ascot.
That's rich.
Oh my god!
Funny.
And we're totally.
I was
there.
Only there like 2 weeks ago.
I know everything's gone really strange. Oh, right. Okay. So, everything's gone really weird, and you're not like a dwarf anymore. You're like a sort of.
Oh.
You're like a sort of 6'3". Very pretty. Wavy hair.
Mother had good genes.
Little bit. You know. You're sort of. You know. You look. You've got that just got out of bed look. And we all call
I've
you.
I got my pinstripe on.
Absolutely. What would Papyrus be without his pinstripe? Pinstripe happy. Yes, as we all know you. And of course, Mummy's there.
Mummy.
Yes, and it's just amazing. And so, basically, you look upon this sort of ballroom.
Oh,
and it's amazing because they hold balls there sometimes. But
my spats on.
Absolutely.
Fucking
absolutely. Yes, and I'm wearing that dress, you know, the one. It's actually.
Oh, darling, look, no, you're absolutely divine in it.
Oh, thanks.
Can't even see
say,
you. Your tummy
I
is
do look
not
fucking hot. I do look fucking
honestly,
hot.
You're going to get rags tonight.
Right, okay, so all around you are like people who, they're like, we're all in our dress, you know, of course, all in our evening dress, and there's like horses outside, but you know, it's more about me. So it doesn't really matter. Anyway, so this man approaches you, right? And I think he's a friend of mine. Fathers, I think he runs some kind of government in Europe. And
looks a bit boring.
No, he's got money basically.
Oh,
so, I don't know, this might be your chance because you know you've been looking for your break after that. After you got a 2-2
in ancient history. I'm putting that money to Napster as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking internet. I mean, who the fuck even knows what goes on there?
Apparently, kittens. I never go on the internet.
Make money.
All I use it for is like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn.
And that's it.
You know, Bebo, MySpace, YouTube.
eBay.
Yes,
sell,
eBay.
Sell
yes,
the
selling
servants,
all the things. What's that thing that like all the shit is on? Asus.
No, but I mean, it's only to laugh.
And you know, and my brother occasionally uses like Steam.
Right, but other than that, it's fucking worthless.
Yeah, so anyway...
Full of fucking porn.
No, mate, darling, do pay attention.
What is that?
And so anyway, this guy's approaching.
I do quite
and, like
porn, though.
And, yes, I know you love porn. And I know,
I've got a lot of it.
Actually, no, I've done some. But don't tell anyone.
I
emailed
it to
everyone.
Oh, that's a search for you.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. So you're...
What has this become?
Don't worry.
Your woman counterpart. Doing porn.
Grenadine.
Grenadine stars in Blushing fruit.
Yeah. So you're in this sort of. Actually, no. I'm not going to use my voice. So, like, anyway, this man's coming up to you. Yeah. Oh. And anyway, he says,
you look a lot like your father used to, you know, Papyrus.
And you should probably remember him. Do you remember him?
Fuck no. Fucking mind blank.
Okay. Well, like,
honestly, he reminds me a little bit of a dog.
A dog?
He looks a little bit like, God, he was called General Cornelius. He's a fantastic specimen.
Oh, right. I used
Amazing
to race him.
Amazing horses. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Props. But then we moved up to horses because, you know, dogs are now for cheap people and peasants. Yeah. So, yes, anyway, what are you going to say? What are you going to say to him? Because basically, remember, you want his money.
Can I offer him a biscuit? No.
Have you got any skills? Have you got any skills you could use? Maybe a recently obtained skill?
I can't call him your mum, your mother.
You could use a cheap comeback, that's all I'm
cheap
saying.
Cheap comeback, I mean, well, okay.
We're really good at those.
Okay, I can do those.
Okay, right, okay, go for it.
Money? Well, I'm not some kind of bloody streetwalker.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you blazed him. You totally surfed him.
I think I old schooled him.
I just cased the joint.
Oh, wonderful.
And
let's all have a celebratory
shandy. He is red as my father's radish.
Pretty good radish.
It is a brilliant radish. It's a GM. So anyway, yes, and basically he breaks down crying and he drops all of his money and it's yours.
You're now
even more rich. How fantastic!
Can I buy another title? Because I've got Baron.
Yes,
see.
Luckily I've got my my butler Jeeves. You could ask him something about. sorry.
Listen, Jeeves, my man. First things first. Double gin.
Jeeves, come on.
Yeah. And second thing,
not the Hendrix. Don't be such a fucking hobo.
Oh, fucking, what is it with fucking Hendrix? Might as well give me fucking Pim.
Yeah, just all I want is straight. Like, why do they have to mix it with cucumber?
You know what, right? I went to this one party. Someone gave me a fucking bottle of fucking Perrier water.
Oh my god, was that Jasmine's 23rd?
Yeah!
Oh my god,
was she fucking thinking?
I was there.
Then she got a fucking minge out and just went all fucking crazy on that shit.
I know, but she's been sleeping with everyone, so she deserves it.
Well, she fucked that boy, doesn't even have a fucking title to him. I thought, well, fucking, what's the point?
Absolutely, he's a baron now. But it doesn't matter,
But I mean, it was because he fucked
him. You know, he was poor then.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, so, oh, look, the horses are starting.
Is that
what happens at Ascot? Is it horses?
It's the evening race.
Yeah, the evening race. How could I forget?
Yeah.
So you go over to, like,
They put, where's he from? Albania. Albanian boy in front. It's covered in candles. And they just let him go.
Oh, yes. What's his name? Waxy Pavlov.
Waxy Pavlov, yeah. Is he Waxy or isn't he? Who knows?
I don't know. I own him.
Both at the same time. That's not Pavlov. That's the other guy, Schrödinger.
Anyway. Oh, God. I don't care about that.
And, you know, the horses, they catch him. And, you know, apparently horses love wax.
Apparently.
So they just eat him.
My horses love wax.
They love wanks.
No. I buy them packs of baby bells and I just throw away the cheese.
That video you did.
Horse wanking.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, that was a big moment for me. I don't know how it got here. Anyway, the race is starting. look, there are all the horses. Right, so are you... Who are we going to bet on, darling?
I tell you what, I got a tip-off, right?
Oh. Right.
Yeah, my...
A tip-off?
Listen, there's a chap who does our crenellations on the East Wing, right? And he said, never not bet on a horse called, Commander Shepherd, Viceroy, Chancellor, Whoopsie Duck, my other mates, avogon.com/HTML. Never. So, tell you what, I'll put a... God, what have I got on me?
What have you got on? Search your pockets.
Where's 20? 20K.
Okay.
Let's put that on. Why not? Sure.
Okay, fine. Well, I'm going to put all my money on Tiffany because she is half horse, half c**t. So the horse wins. Oh, good. 20 mil. Yay.
Who won?
Let's buy a boat. So we buy this boat.
Right.
Yeah, I found the perfect one. It's just moored outside.
Oh, wonderful.
Is there a river at Ascot?
Why not? For us, try as anything.
Let's build one.
Okay.
So there's a river outside, so there's a boat on that. Look, it's departing for Saint-Tropez.
Oh,
do you want to get on the boat?
Yeah, should we go and see Mimsy? I believe she's there. She likes the holiday in the warm places. Nice.
Oh, look, there she is.
Mimsy.
And she's wearing that that dandelion print.
With the nipple holes.
Sarong,
yeah,
yes, with the nipple holes.
Yeah.
And
I believe she took it off local somewhere. Russia?
Oh, probably. She's got shares there.
She's been there.
So you're on the boat,
mm-hmm.
and it arrives at Saint-Tropez, and it's all, you know, it's great.
Right.
And, yes, anyway, you get off the boat, there's a shop that's selling all those lovely little knickknacks, you know, the little people make.
Oh, God, they're so wonderful.
The little elves and the...
I mean, you think they'd behave like normal people? But if they just managed to get a job making little shit
things, I don't know how they do it.
Honestly, it's wonderful.
God, it's I find it quite disgraceful.
No, actually. But they're poor though. I mean, they'd know no better.
Oh yes, fair enough.
They know no better.
So there's this little lovely shop and it's selling all these things, and oh look, I want that melon. Please buy me that melon.
No, darling, you've got too many melons.
Oh, come on, let's
Listen, let's harass a local. Come on.
Okay, alright. So walk up to the door shop and you open the door and you walk inside.
Yeah, fuck off, you French fucker, honestly.
And you walk through
somebody passed.
You walk through and of course there's this beautiful little little You're thrown back out of the door.
Thank Christ. My teeth are protruding like 3 inches from the top of my face.
And you're back into the little room. But now...
Yeah?
You've got 20 million quid.
Great.
And
I win a horse race.
And the janitor's there, and he's just watching you.
That's pretty... Was that his voice? That was a...
Yeah.
Did you just go into the portal room? You
believe,
did,
believe
didn't
I
you?
Did, yes.
What experiences did you have?
I have no fucking idea what just happened.
All right. It took me to Vietnam.
So why you call that voice?
I saw things.
Immediately all veterans of Vietnam, no matter where they're from.
Look, basically, I've got this map
right.
of the cave.
Ooh, that'd be useful.
Might be willing to sell it to you.
And you got 20 mil, mate.
That's exactly the amount of money I need.
I feel like I should have started lower.
He's got a little bit cool, hasn't he?
Oh, that's out of money.
I should have gone in lower. I should have said, I've only got 5 mil.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely.
And then he might have been like, 5 mil's all right.
Yeah, and so basically, do you want to trade?
I guess I have to, don't I?
You get the
map. I mean,
you get
to be honest,
the cave.
20 million quid in a fantasy world isn't really going to be worth much, is it?
No, absolutely.
Seems they kind of turn to trading gold.
Yeah, and basically anything to forget about that experience would probably be quite essential.
A boon.
So he gives you the map, and you glance down at the map, and of course, there is a picture of an owl.
Oh, lovely
look at
owl.
That. Look at that. He's drawn a little owl.
Oh, can I tickle?
Look at him.
Aww.
He's lovely, isn't he? Okay. Yeah, I actually just drew that owl because I was bored. You now own a map to the cave.
Oh, right.
And
okay.
The janitor turns to you and he says,
well, what was it? Well, I best be going through that there portal.
Okay.
So he opens the door. You're sort of ignoring him. He goes through the portal and he goes, Grenadine, here I come. And the door shuts behind him. And he's gone.
Grenadine were a thing.
Yeah.
A thing.
Yeah.
A big thing.
He's got to go and
a
win her
thing.
Back from Papyrus.
Oh, shit.
So, basically, you now have a map. Well
right.
done.
Wonderful.
I have next to no idea what happened
right.
there. But, yeah, I say join us next week.
Some other bullshit may or may not occur.
Where you'll actually explore the cave. Fancy
it'd be
that.
Good if we got
I might be making a return.
Oh, I fucking hope not.
I know, I've been trying to avoid doing him this week, so I'm still sort of recovering from this chest infection.
Maybe that's why you were ill.
I think he made me ill. He's not clean. Yeah, no, it was pretty grim. But yeah, I'll be back with all of your favourite chums in next week's episode of Derp de Derp 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 Derp. What's the code? Choose your own adventure.
Eggs.
Oh boy, do I have a question for you.
I'm so ready. I got my question mitts on. Field me the question.
Okay, right. I'm ready for this.
Okay,
one.
Here's my first question. Oh, yeah. When does, you know, rivers?
Yeah.
Okay, rivers, yeah.
Yeah.
When is a river a stream? Or a brook?
Yeah.
Or, like, when is it in when does it turn into a, like, a sea?
Are you trying to trap me into one of these conversations that goes on for an hour again?
No.
No. I think, well, a sea, right, a river.
Okay, a sea might be exaggerated, but really, sea but seriously much. Though.
River, stream, brook, all that stuff. It's just like semantic, surely. Surely it's just a sign. I think, no.
Isn't a stream the smallest?
Yeah. And basically, then, I think a river has to. I think a river has to go all the way from source to sea, right?
Oh,
that's the river, and the main bit of it all the way along is called the river.
Yeah,
because obviously you get tributaries,
which go into it.
But the one which most obviously carries on from source to sea, I think, is a river.
Okay,
and then I think streams are just ones that feed into that.
Okay,
brooks. I think brooks aren't necessarily moving. I don't
Not
know.
Not moving.
Brooks.
What, like a lagoon?
Brooks basically are in Liverpool, where Brookside is. So
and then
they
you
can
get,
call it Brookside.
Have you ever been to the source of a river? Because that sounds really exciting.
I've been to the source of the fountain. No, I've been to the Cotswolds. That's where the Thames is from. And that's where he hangs out.
Yeah, but have you been to the point at which a river starts?
I don't think you can, because it's not underground, mate.
Well, yeah, but surely they come out somewhere.
Yeah, but it's protected.
Well, when it comes up,
can't see it, mate. It's like seeing someone's knickers. It's a bit rude.
Well, no, you
can't just go and see someone's source. It's very rude. I don't know who you think you are.
All right. Well, okay. So, okay, I'll accept that. secondly,
wonderful. Dealt with.
Dealt with.
And now the case closed.
Delta.
Hey.
Yeah. secondly.
Yeah.
All right. I have a question for you about sand.
Oh shit.
Okay.
New
right.
Sand.
Erosion.
Right.
Right. Okay. This is, by the way, this is the geography section. Erosion.
Welcome to geography time.
It's time to learn about Brazil. okay. So erosion, it makes all the sand. Yeah. Right, no. Bear with me.
Okay.
Get all this sand right. Okay. And
big old sack of sand.
Sand.
Yep.
Will later turn into glass.
Right.
Right. Okay. When you glass it. You know, when you blow it.
When you break a beer glass and you fray it.
Yeah.
Turns into glass.
Yeah, absolutely. It turns into glass.
How'd you make the first glass?
Okay, so sand.
How'd you make the first glass?
This is what I'm saying. Okay, so sand, right?
Yeah.
To glass.
Yeah.
So, to do that, you have to superheat it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, surely the sand has to be really fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Firstly, how fine does it have to be
for
it to then be glass?
Why, no, that's not how it works. It's not by heating it, you're not making it smaller, you're melting it.
But do you
it's
have to use really
different.
Fine sand?
I know. I think it depends on the quality of the glass you get afterwards. If it's really fine sand, this is too informative for my taste. I don't like saying things like this. If it's really, really, if it's like the finest stuff, then it will make the nicest glass. Whereas if it's got loads of lumps in it, then end up with, you know, have like a twig in it and like a slip and maybe like a small mammal. Like
part of a corpse,
you know,
crawling across.
You've ever been to Canterbury Cathedral? They've got an amazing window with like a little squirrel skull just like stuck in the middle.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
They don't really.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
for fuck's sake. All right. So, but wait, to make sand finer.
Right.
How do you cut sand?
Oh, what?
No, seriously. That's a logical question. What makes sand from being like big to small? And when does it start being sand? And when does it stop being sand?
It never stops being sand. How do you stop being sand? Sand is loads of little particles of stuff.
So surely the more, let's say you put all this rough sand in a blender, right? Put it in a big blender.
Hang on, blenders would not deal with
Okay, no, like a super fine blender.
Right.
Blender makes all the sand smaller.
A sand blender.
Right, so the sand is now finer.
Right.
If you then kept getting smaller and smaller blenders that kept cutting the sand.
Hang on, the blenders would have to be smaller. You would have to go like, big one for the box and then a little one. And then a tiny
like a little Matryoshka blender.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It comes out of the other blenders. And like, surely those blenders, you keep making the sand finer. When does the sand get so fine that it's not even sand?
No.
And when is it?
It's always
when is
sand.
It sand, not just small rocks? Yeah?
That's just semantics, mate.
Okay, then how do you make glass?
We just did this.
No.
You listen to fucking me.
Okay, right.
Glass is like silicon something. It's the silicon and sand is most of the like the little bits.
Right.
You have to get rid of all the rock bits. Most rocks are
in
made,
the blender.
Mostly no.
Okay.
There's no blender. They're mostly made of silicon anyway, most rocks. And then okay. That's the stuff that melts and makes glass. I don't know how, but that's the bit of it that is glass. So fuck
oh,
you.
I see. Right, look, we'll come back to this. But okay. Question number three.
Oh fuck.
Okay. Jungle, forest, copse, wood. These are all names for the same thing, surely.
No, they're not. Jungle is not a wood.
It's just a...
You wouldn't call Highgate Woods Highgate fucking jungle, would you?
You might call it Highgate Forest.
Jungles are tropical forests.
But surely it's just a name for a load of trees.
Yeah, but it's a specific... specific lot of trees. Monkeys, toucans, yeah. That kind of thing.
Oh, right. So is it determined on which animals live in it?
No, it's determined on where it is in the world. They're in the tropics. Yeah. So different kinds of animals.
That's a tropical jungle.
That's what a jungle is. Jungles are on the tropics, mate.
Yeah, but are they all tropical?
Yeah.
I bet you can get a non-tropical jungle.
Only if you're a dick.
Is there like a jungle in Russia?
No.
Like a Siberian
jungle. There's like nothing in Russia.
What am I thinking
There's
of?
A couple of trees. There's
a concrete jungle.
An old lady making vodka in a shoe. You come to my vodka shack. Yeah. I have potato.
Okay.
I have a potato.
Okay.
I put the glue in the shoe. I stir with my son. I use him to stir. Vodka.
Huh?
Oh, okay. You want some?
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Why you come to Siberia? Why come here?
Why you come here?
Why you come here?
Okay.
Get out of my house!
A wood and a forest are basically the same, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that...
Just size.
Okay, all right.
Forest is a big one.
Question number four.
Oh.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
Just briefly.
Yeah.
So, how come teams like the Chelsea's,
yeah.
The Arsenal.
Yeah.
The Tottenham. Yeah, all these guys.
all
these teams seem to do very well playing against like other teams.
Not so much.
Right? Like they'll get into the finals of championships and all this kind of thing.
Not Tottenham.
Why does that not correlate to English team? Why are they not good?
Because it's not all English players who play for the English teams, Paddy, such as the Malays of the modern game.
Oh.
My young man. Oh, yeah. Oh, because you can buy any player.
But surely the other teams
can
buy any player.
The vast majority. Yeah. But obviously it depends on how much money you've got.
Well, yeah, but surely England teams... has more money than Chelsea.
No, it doesn't work. No. Club teams can buy anyone. England obviously can't buy other players.
You lost me at club.
Because England is made up of everyone who is English.
Oh, but I thought you said you could buy other players.
Yeah, not if you're England. Not if you're a national side.
Oh.
Like, if you're in the Olympics, like, you can't just buy... We couldn't buy Usain Bolt and have him race for us, could we?
Well, no.
In the Olympics. It's just the same for England playing football.
But clubs can buy anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, question number five. All right. Violin and viola.
Yeah.
Is a viola just a bit bigger?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Question
deeper,
number six.
Deeper.
Deeper.
Yeah. It's a fifth lower.
Oh, that brings me neatly on to my next one. Trench. Rift. Cavern. Hole. What's the... You know.
I don't fucking know, Paddy! Right, you come here with this ridiculous fucking list of questions, expect all the fucking answers. I don't know! I didn't study riftology, right? I don't know who decides these things. If I found them, I would introduce the two of you, and I'd be fucking free of one of the biggest burdens of my fucking life. But I don't know where he is.
Okay, join us next week where I will ask more questions.
Fuck you, Will.
One. Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Rapidash. Oh, Rapidash, Rapidash, name that Pokemon Snake. Backwards.
It's Ekans.
Oh, well, that was another exciting couplet of the pod shambles. I'm very happy to have got through it alive. You can join us next week. There'll be more fun and games.
Hang on.
What? Don't
read that
don't
out.
Interrupt my outro.
Read it out. This is going to be brilliant.
Hey, where am I starting?
Start there. Just that one. Just that line. Let's read it.
Joining us for the outro this week will be Officer Dribble and Officer Droopy.
Officer Droopy and Officer Dribble were reporting for duty.
Have you made up like some
hey,
really
Bubs, I forgot my hat.
Like insensitive characters.
And Officer Dribble reporting for duty.
What is this meant to be?
Officer Droopy and Officer Dribble.
This sounds horrible.
Do you not remember them? They were like
Officer Dribble.
Yeah, like, oh man.
Was he like to stop children dribbling him?
No, he was Officer Droopy.
Watch out for your dribble.
He was invented in like the 40s and they made like a short film about him. And then they made a cartoon about him that was like around the same time as Top Cat.
Right, well,
he was the little dog.
Hey, Bums, this looks like a case for Officer Droopy and Officer Dribble. Reporting for duty.
Do you remember? You have made this up.
No, he wore a little detective's coat, and he had a hat and a little pipe.
You've made that up.
No, and Droop, no, and Dribble was his son, right?
Oh, well, fucking course.
Yeah, it's a dog, and his
what's
and
wrong
his
with
dog
their faces?
No, they're droopy Why? Dogs. They have really big chin. You know, and they're
I'm gonna go and solve this case.
Do you remember that? Remember that?
Evidently not.
I don't know if we can solve this.
Sound like Harry
Redknapp. Harry Redknapp?
Yeah.
Who the... What's
got a big old droopy face.
Who's Harry Redknapp?
Oh, he's a football manager. Fucky Wheeler. Don't call me a fucky Wheeler, do you?
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah.
I think you made him up.
Obviously.
I think, no, Droopy and Dribble are just as real as him.
Who'd call their son Dribble?
No, because he's a... They're dogs.
Yeah.
Droopy is Droopy.
And Dribble's all dribbly.
And Dribble's a little dribbly.
He's got a little bib.
Well, no.
He's got a bibbly for his
dribbly. No, it's because droopy dogs dribble. Officer Droopy. And not to be confused with Officer Dibble from the popular cartoon Top Cat. Hey, Benny the Bar, what you do? I don't know, T-shirt. Do you remember when we did that?
Oh, yeah, all too well.
Yeah, no, it was around the same era. They were the same sort of cartoon audience.
You just like, hungry for... as many cartoon animals as possible.
Well, that's what all of my impressions are of cartoon animals.
Oh, do you remember Cyril Sneer?
Cyril Sneer?
Do you remember him?
Yeah, with the raccoons. Yeah, and he had the nose.
Do you remember the really cool intro on the raccoons? It was like, sometimes in this sleepy forest, some things aren't always what they seem, but they'll always be the raccoons.
Jajow! And they jump out. Yeah.
Find your raccoons in the forest.
Raccoons!
Watch out for the trees.
That was awesome.
And Cyril Sneer was just a big pink thing with a dick on his face.
I know. How did they get away with that?
I don't know.
Do you remember Noggin the Nog? And Nog the Bad.
Don't utter those in the same breath as the raccoons. I'm far better.
Nog Bad the Bad?
Out of a puss game. Much better than the raccoons.
Oh, man.
It's wonderful.
Do you remember Sharky and George? Sharky and George, the crime busters of the sea. Sharky and George, they solve any mystery.
Like a dead prostitute,
they're a fish
in the cupboard.
It's a fish.
He's sort of a detective. It's blood everywhere. It's been a murder.
Oh, God! Oh, I wasn't expecting that, Mr. Havelock. You've set me off.
This looks like a case where Happy to do it.
That's where he'd come in. Crime dog. Crime dog? Remember crime dog? Crime dog?
Krog.
Krog. Crime dog.
I'm melting. Help me.
It's probably...
I don't know who you are.
Probably should finish things off here, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Unless, we get to that dark place.
So do contact us.
Please.
Do contact us on podshambles@gmail.com.
Or give us a tweet. Send a little bird over, make him tweet. Force him to tweet. That's going to be, hey, fucking football, fuck off.
Yep.
At Podshambles.
At Podshambles. And we'll be asking more questions during the coming week.
We'll also
be
launching the YouTube, previously mentioned YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Very shortly. Watch over this weekend.
Watch over it. There'll be little bits and pieces. Our first big video is going to be Comic-Con, but there may be a couple of little shits and shards that get thrown up there. But the channel is called This Is a Shambles. And do check
out. Don't worry. There's
nothing on it yet. But there might be by the time this is out. Don't push
easy.
Us.
Fuck off.
Jesus God. And we are sorry to announce that Vanessa Carlton has not yet found someone to produce her fourth record. Soundcheck, take two.
Take seven.
Take seven, take eight, take nine.
Take my granny out of storage. It's time for a Christmas party.
Take me off.
Take me off.
Buy shoes.
Or buy my shoes.
Don't wanna be all by myself.
Obama,
now you have no excuse for not playing Final Fantasy Tactics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.